This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville. Newport criminal investigators say a Newport man who was found dead in his home Friday had been stabbed multiple times. The body of the 70-year-old white male, James Logan Morgan, was found by family members around noon Friday. Lieutenant Patrick Weatherford said Morgan's body was sent to the Arkansas State Crime Laboratory Medical Examiner's Office for an autopsy. Weatherford said he expects the autopsy to be performed today. He said there's been no arrest for the murder of James Morgan, and the investigation is continuing. Morgan was an historian in the Newport area and was considered an expert in Newport and Jackson County history. Lieutenant Weatherford said any person with information in regard to the stabbing of Morgan is encouraged to contact the Newport Police Department. Authorities say a Wynn, Arkansas man was killed in a farm accident in Izard County. Izard County Sheriff Tate Lawrence said 77-year-old William Hess was bush hogging near his deer camp in the School Hollow area when the accident occurred. Lawrence said Hess was traveling down a steep logging road when the tractor overturned and rolled over Hess. Coroner Eddie Howard pronounced Hess dead at the scene. An Independence County man who was wanted on outstanding warrants was pulled over on Upper Main Street by officers over the weekend. Authorities say an inventory of the vehicle turned up drug paraphernalia and a single-shot 20-gauge shotgun that had the barrel and stock sawed off. Both the driver of the vehicle, 41-year-old Gregory Scott Boland, and the passenger, 26-year-old Nathan R. Montoya, are being held on pending charges of being in possession of illegal drug paraphernalia, possession of an illegal firearm by a certain person, and criminal use of a prohibited weapon. Izard County Sheriff Tate Lawrence said last Thursday night, Izard County deputies Chris Marshall and Phil Story were dispatched to a reported fight in progress at a Calico Rock apartment complex, and that a female had barricaded herself inside her apartment to separate herself from a male aggressor. Upon arrival by the deputies, a male later identified as 37-year-old Donald Mallett was observed outside the apartment and smelled of intoxicants. The sheriff said the female was in a back room with two juvenile daughters, 6 years old and 9 years old. The front door to the apartment apparently had been kicked in with an estimated damage of $500. Sheriff Lawrence said that Mallett was arrested on charges of public intoxication, assault on a family member, criminal mischief, and two counts of endangering the welfare of a child. Mallett remains in the Izard County Jail. And a Pleasant Plains man was arrested Friday and charged with the theft of a dirt bike and ATV from a Wish Street Pleasant Plains residence. Independence County deputies say the Honda dirt bike and the Honda ATV were taken from the Gilbert residence sometime between last Wednesday night and early Thursday morning. Authorities found the dirt bike at Independence County Off-Road, where they had purchased it from another Pleasant Plains man. Deputies, with information from paperwork on the sale of the bike, arrested 21-year-old Jacob Daughtry and charged him with theft. This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.